This call is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect now.
Thank you ever so much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. And this is the Policy and Implementation Working Group call on the 18th of December, 2013. On the call today, we have Gideon Rock, Cheryl Ondonor, Olivier Kwame, Michael Graham, Jonathan Frost, Phil Morano, Chuck Gomes, Alan Greenberg, J. Scott Evans, Kieran Malacharaville, Avi Doria, and Marie-Laure Lumineur. We have apologies from Walker Rishknoben and Olga Cavalli. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Mary Wong, and myself, Matthew Perrigan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Natalie. This is Chuck, and welcome everyone to the call. Natalie, if you'd go ahead and do the roll call, that'd be great. I'm sorry, you just did the roll call. I'm looking at the agenda without thinking. So thank you very much for doing that. Jonathan, I don't know if we got to welcome you on our last call, but Jonathan Frost is with us today as one of our newer members. We do welcome you to the group and everyone else as well. And so the agenda is in front of you there if you're in Adobe Connect. Let me ask, is anyone not in Adobe Connect? Okay, good. So please raise your hand there or click on an agree if you want to agree or a disagree if you want to be disagreeable. Just kidding there. So let's go ahead and see if anyone has any statement of interest updates.
Chuck, this is Michael. I will be submitting a revised one to reflect my new unemployment status.
Unemployment status, okay.
Well, which is to say self-employment and working as an adjunct professor.
Oh, okay, good. So it's an unemployment status that you have chosen.
not entirely voluntarily, but with great glee, yes.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad that there's glee with it. That's good. Okay, so we'll just watch for that. Thanks for letting everyone know on this call, Michael. Appreciate that. With regard to the agenda, are there any suggested changes to the agenda? Okay, not hearing none or seeing none, we'll assume not, and we'll go ahead and go forward. Let me ask this question, though. This is Chuck again. Did we try a call out to Olivier?
Yeah, this is Natalie. We're trying to dial out to Olivier. We're having problems getting a stable line, but we're still trying.
Thanks, Natalie. I appreciate that. Okay, going on then to the definition sub-team status report, and I'll turn it over to Michael.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I did hear from Maureen, and she unfortunately has had a setback with her leg breakage, so she sends her regrets, asked me to go ahead and cover where we were with the definition. Unfortunately, we had a meeting scheduled for this past Monday, but were unable to complete it. We did not have a quorum. I believe it was Marika, Natalie, Cheryl, and Wolf were the only members who were able to make it. So that's been put off. And Marika, I don't know if you saw my email asking if we could perhaps see if either next Monday or the following might be possible. In our phone conference on the 9th, the subteam had a very, I think, very productive and very spirited discussion of the definitions that we were working on and how to approach them and how to approach especially terms that would have a what we're referring to as a dictionary or a generally accepted, is what the wording that we're now using, definition. And then have another significance or a particular significance in the context of GNSO policy development process. And I think the way that we have come up with that, if you're able at some point, if you have not already, to see the draft, I believe that's open to all the members. of the work group to see the draft that we're dividing it so that terms such as policy is defined first as policy, here it is on the screen, the generally accepted definition, and then that's followed by GNSO policy where all the terms that we're looking at, to the extent that they have a definable meaning based on GNSO or ICANN documents, we're using those definitions. And the same is true then with some other terms that we have added where we've had policy development before. We have policy development and GNSO policy development, policy advice. The discussion there was very interesting in terms of the differences between requesting advice and seeking guidance. And so we've actually split that definition to clarify it so that it's policy advice is sort of a generally accepted meaning, and then GNSO policy guidance, which is connected to, at least at this point, with the charter and the request that we consider whether or not some sort of guidance procedure might be in place. We basically got through to implementation in our discussion on the 9th, and we're going to pick up at that point with the hope of, you know, nailing down at least the proposal for definitions that we could bring to the work group as a whole, at the same time with an open invitation to anyone on the work group in looking over this document that's posted and that's on the wiki. Any comments, suggestions, criticisms would be very helpful for us. The most important thing that I think we as a subteam would want to reiterate is that these are working definitions, hopefully to enable us to carry on discussion without getting too deeply into the weeds when we're just trying to say something, so that we can get into the weeds on principle, on some of the policies, and on some of the procedures when we reach them. That's our goal. I know that the when you go over the last meeting of the principals subteam, that's been a discussion there as well. So we recognize in putting these definitions together that this is, like the work plan, really a living document that will begin so that we can speak with each other, and then hopefully at the conclusion of the work group's work, we'll have a clear understanding of these definitions, and I suppose that would be part of whatever report then that we would produce, just so that it's clear what those definitions are. We were talking the other day, and I proposed to Maureen in an email, if we are able to get another subteam phone teleconference either next week, the week following, or even the week following that, what we would like to be able to do is to have our draft in a state to be presented to the work group for full discussion by the next work group phone call, which my understanding is going to be the 8th of January. I think that's realistic, but that's presuming we can get in at least one more phone call before then.
Thank you very much, Michael. This is Chuck. And by the way, thank you for picking up for Maureen while she's recovering from the broken bone. Really appreciate that. Just before I ask a question I have, let me suggest that if anybody has any questions or comments for the definition subteam, please raise your hand, and this is a good time for that. Let me welcome Brian Winterfelt, who joined us, I think. Has anybody else joined besides Brian since we did the roll call?
Hi, Chuck. It's Christina. I'm waiting to join the Adobe Connect.
Okay, good. Thanks, Christina. Appreciate that. Michael, I have a question, and forgive me for not having looked back at the minutes from the live meeting we had in Buenos Aires, but what we talked about this then, I think, in our last working group meeting, but where there were several terms that were suggested in our live meeting. Are any of those terms in this list that's displayed right now?
Let me look very quickly.
I'm not certain that Cheryl here. I can jump in on that.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
If you like. Thanks. The answer to that, Chuck, is no, they're not, because they would have been on our agenda for Monday, and Monday didn't happen. So they are on our agenda for hopefully the following Monday.
Thank you, Cheryl. That's helpful. And so those will be considered. And it doesn't mean, this is Chuck again, it doesn't mean that we have to come up with definitions for all those, but I think at a minimum, somewhere in our documentation, if we decide not to define any of those terms, it would be good that we had a notation to that effect and explaining why we didn't, just so that the people that participated understand that we did take into consideration their suggestion, even if we decided not to give a definition. Thanks. I appreciate that, Cheryl.
Right. Chuck, it's Michael again. I think that was supposed to be on the agenda, and I think going into our next phone call, what we'll do is try to put together a draft response, because most of those terms we did discuss two or three meetings ago, and I think we can recover the rationale why we didn't believe most of them were appropriate for the definition at this point. But we'll put that on the agenda for the sub-team.
Now, this is Chuck again. I don't know how many from the definitions team are on this call, but Marika or Mary, how many people have responded to the doodle for the 23rd for the definitions sub-team?
This is Marika. We actually didn't do a doodle poll, but we suggested to reconvene at the same time as we had been meeting, so Monday at 2000 UTC, and we actually asked everyone to confirm and respond to the email whether they could make it or not. We know that Cheryl and Wolf are available, but we're still waiting to hear from the others. And if the time works for Michael, I'll be sending out a reminder after this meeting so everyone has an opportunity to respond, and we can make sure that we have sufficient people to hold the call on Monday.
Thank you. This is Chuck. So, again, before I call on Alan, is there anyone on the call who would like to respond right now that you can make that call if you're on the definition subteam or want to be on that subteam? If so, why don't you click the agree button so that Marika can get that information? And I'll scroll down just to see. Michael, you can make it. Is that your agree hand there?
Yes, I should be able to make it. I may be in transit, but I'll be able to stop and.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Alan, go ahead. You're up. And you can make it, Alan?
Yes, I can. And if the time doesn't change like it did last time, I may even actually be on the call. I got very confused, I'll tell everyone, because I had it for the original time at 2000 instead of 19. And then I called on early in what should have been the end of the call, and there was no Adobe Connect there either. So I was thoroughly confused.
Alan, this is Chuck. Has your confusion been removed?
Well, the meeting changed, and I hadn't taken note of the change.
Okay.
And if this one is still scheduled at 2000 and stays there, then I'll be there, barring unforeseen, of course. I was going to comment on the when I raised my hand, it was a while ago, on the definitions of that were suggested in Buenos Aires. And yes, we did go over them. A number of them we did decide really didn't need definitions in our context. That is, it wasn't directly related to our subject matter sufficiently to warrant us trying to come up with a definition. But we did review them, and I don't think there'll be any problem putting together a history after the fact.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate that. Any other comments or questions on the definition subteam update? Okay, and so this is Chuck speaking again. If there are assuming that the plan goes as reported by Michael, we should have a first cut of the definitions by the 8th of January. Is that correct, Michael?
That's correct. And I would anticipate that, you know, to the extent the work group wants to discuss it, that it will take some time. It's both to for clarification, perhaps, and then also for discussion.
Thanks, Chuck. Again, that would be great. Even if you're not totally finished, I think it would be good because you're right. I think that it will take some time for the full working group to review those and go over them and discuss them. So even if there's some more work to be done, I think it would be helpful if we had.
Votre correspondant vous a mis en attente. Merci de patienter quelques instants. Votre correspondant vous a mis en attente. Merci de patienter quelques instants. Votre correspondant vous a mis en attente. Merci de patienter quelques instants. Votre correspondant vous a mis en attente. Merci de patienter quelques instants. Votre correspondant vous a mis en attente. Merci de patienter quelques instants.
We have an operator working on that problem.
About this.
Merci de patienter quelques instants.
Yes, we're trying to get hold of the operator to mute the line.
Votre correspondant vous a mis en attente. Merci de patienter quelques instants.
Okay. Thanks for the smile, Cheryl, and thanks for joining us, Bertrand. I'm sure you could understand all of that. So next time we need the operator to identify herself for the transcript on that. Thanks for correcting the problem. I appreciate that. Thanks, Michael, for responding to my question. So we'll look forward to, and the leadership team will obviously prepare before the meeting on the 8th, but I would think that probably a big part of our agenda for the whole working group on the 8th could be devoted to the definitions so that we can help that team in moving that forward. So any other questions or comments on the definitions sub-team status report? Hearing none, then I will go to the principal sub-team status report. Because no one else has stepped up to be the lead coordinator on that one, I went ahead and I'm assuming the duties with the understanding that if anybody still wants to take that over, I'd be glad to let them do that. I thought we had a really good first call. There were some excellent comments. And we didn't get very far down our list of proposed principles at that time, but I think we laid some foundational groundwork that will help us in not only coming up with principles, but in the way that we organize them. And, in fact, I think Cheryl is going to be sending something to the principles work sub-team shortly that will be a big part of our discussion tomorrow in our call tomorrow. So is that going to be possible, Cheryl, to get your feedback to us before our call tomorrow? Good, thanks. Appreciate that. I see. Would you like to speak too, or just agreeing? Okay. Thanks, Cheryl. That'll be great because Cheryl made some suggestions in our call last week that were, I think, very, very fundamental in terms of what we're doing. So I look forward to the call tomorrow and picking up where we left off with a little more detail and information. So thanks for Cheryl, and thanks to everyone in that sub-team that is helping on the principles thing. If anybody on that team wants to add anything with regard to principles, now's a good time. Or if someone else has a question or comment, please raise your hand. Okay. We're moving right through the agenda. Let's go to our meeting schedule for the first quarter of 2014, which is being posted now. And everyone, I think, probably received this already. And we made an adjustment in terms of alternating chairs. So because I cannot make the meeting on the 19th, so J. Scott will take that one, and then I switched with him on another one. So you can see the schedule right there. Please put these dates in your calendar to minimize chances of a conflict to the extent that you have any control over that. I know sometimes things happen that are priority that we can't control, but if everyone on the work team would in the working group would please put these dates and times on your calendars, that would be great. In fact, let me ask this of Natalie. Is it feasible to send out a recurring meeting request through the 19th of March so that people can just respond to those? What was the best way to help people out, make sure these dates and times get on their calendars?
This is Marika. I think one of the issues with sending out calendar invites is that depending on how people's systems are set up, they don't always tend to come up at the right time. So I think that's a bit our hesitation in sending out calendar invites to working group lists, as that sometimes causes issues. So to really avoid, you know, we have it all in the policy calendar, so you know, people can maybe print that out, or we'll get all those dates in there, so people could print that out and have that handy, or you know, do the invites themselves in their calendars. But there have been issues where we've tried to do that where things would come up in different times depending on the time zone, or people accepting the invite being in a different time zone and then messing things up. So that's a little bit the hesitation we have in I think doing that.
Thanks, Marika, for that clarification. That's helpful. Cheryl, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Natalie's had absolutely no problem doing this for the ALAC and at large community, primarily because we insist that everything is done in UTC time from the master calendar, and then it's up to the individual's calendars to convert. And so far there hasn't been reported problems with that. I think I'd like to have a belts and braces approach to this, that we get Natalie to run out iCals as she seems to be able to do and certainly organises my life. In no less than three or four different places in ICANN with absolute efficiency. And if there is an issue, ask everyone to double check with your either master calendar or your hard copy. It seems to me that the issues should be resolved at the edges. In other words, people can set up their own calendar in whatever fruit-based Android or Microsoft system they're running. Either accept them, delete them if they're an issue, or do them manually. But for those of us who enjoy having other people run their lives, I think it's a great thing, and it certainly was something I'd like to support. The other thing I'd like to say on the calendar things is if you have these dates in the master calendar, which is in the My ICANN space, which is a separate thing, that will also help other staff not put clashing doodle options out. I'm noticing more and more clashes coming where certainly I'll hasten to add not not any of the staff involved in the GNSO policy development process and the at-large community, but other staff are seeming to not look to that master calendar yet. So if, when we make them look to that master calendar before they put out doodles, that if everything is in there, that will help greatly as well. Thanks for your indulgence on that additional bit, Chuck.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl. This is Chuck again, and Aubrey checked agreement with what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense to me. Mariko, please.
Yeah, this is Mariko. In addition to the issues already pointed out, I think Marilla already confirms that that has happened as well. Nancy also points out that apparently it doesn't work for mailing lists, and I do appreciate that people like us helping them organize their lives, but at the same time, I would like to push a little bit back because I don't think we're here either to be people's personal assistants, and I really want to try to protect the Secretariat a bit, who already has a lot of responsibilities and a lot of efforts they undertake in supporting working groups, and I think trying to help people getting invites in their calendars may be one step which will cause a lot of work for them, and as I said, may add additional complications in, you know, getting that in the right time in people's calendars. So I would like to push a little bit back on that one and just encourage everyone. You know, we send out many reminders. It's on the GNSO calendar. You know, to Cheryl's point, from the policy staff perspective, we do have a shared calendar where we check on other meetings going on and try to avoid that as much as possible, or at least try to see where there is a significant overlap and avoid those times. So we're really trying to make an effort here to make sure that people are aware and get it timely in their agendas. But I would like to push a little bit back on us having to send individual calendar invites to everyone to get it in their diaries.
Thanks, Marika. This is Chuck again. Let me try and come up with a compromise here. If a message could be sent out to all working group members asking them to put a recurring meeting at the time that we regularly meet on Wednesdays, that I think is kind of middle ground, so allowing Marika to push back on Cheryl's suggestion a little bit, but at the same time encouraging people to put a recurring biweekly meeting at the time we've designated. That can always be changed if we make changes, but that would be, I think that would be at least helpful to make sure people get these meetings on their calendars. Anybody object to that, including staff? Okay, then let's do that. And I know in my case, the sooner I get things on my calendar, and I can do it myself, so but and will. But that would be great. Marika, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. As I said, as I understand from Natalie, I think we cannot do it to mailing lists. So, I mean, we can try and send out, indeed, a recurring invite to the mailing list, but it may not be possible then to import that for people individually. And we're happy to give that a try.
This is Chuck again. All I was suggesting is send a message to the mailing list, in other words, to all working group members, asking them to put a recurring meeting on their calendar at the time we've designated. I was not suggesting actually sending out a calendar invite.
Perfect.
So
No problem at all. We can send the list out and encourage everyone to add that to their calendars. Perfect. That works.
Thank you. Alan.
Yeah, one little thing that would help me, and I'm a Luddite. I tend to do things manually. Is the GNSO master calendar, I know on occasion when there's changes there, the changes are flagged in red or something. More recently, when there's a change, it's just quietly changed, and therefore a quick scan of it, you know, at the beginning of the week or at the beginning of a day doesn't note changes. If that's something that can be done conveniently, that would be really, really nice. So, for instance, when a meeting changes from, you know, 2000 to 1900, If that's noticeable as opposed to just being a different number, that would be useful to us Luddites.
Thanks, Alan. This is Chuck. And a link to the GNSO calendar with any comments with regard to how you recognize changes could be included in the message that is sent out requesting people to create their own recurring calendar item. Any other comments or questions on the calendar for the working group meetings? Now, for those who are leading sub-teams, I think it'd be helpful if similar things were done so that the sub-team meetings could be put on people's calendars by themselves as well going forward, so that we help people out as much as we can while at the same time allowing them to take some of the responsibility for this. Okay, seeing no more hands or hearing no one on the meeting schedule, we're now down to any other business. Do we have any other business except for wishing one another happy holiday time? Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. That's definitely a good point as well, and I definitely support that one too. I just wanted to mention that we did send out the notices to all the GNSU stakeholder groups and constituencies asking them for input on the charter questions, so maybe encouraging the different working group members here that are part of those groups to, you know, work with their respective groups to hopefully get some input. And I think we gave a deadline, need to double check, but I think somewhere towards the end of January to provide feedback. So I just wanted to know that.
Thanks, Chuck, again, and that I recall the same thing, the 31 January deadline. And I'll try and spur that on in the registry stakeholder group. If each of you in your own stakeholder groups or constituencies and the ALAC has already responded, so I don't think we need a response from the ALAC. That would be very helpful. Jonathan?
I didn't mention it at the time because I hadn't checked my calendar, but I would I'd like to join the definition subgroup if that's still possible.
I think that'd be great. Is there anybody on the definition sub-team that would object to that? I'm saying that somewhat facetiously, Jonathan. I'm sure they wouldn't. But if staff could send Jonathan the details for that, that'd be great. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate you volunteering. And it's possible, too, by the way, to if someone wants to join the principals sub-team, we're really just getting started, so it's a good time. So feel free to let us know.
Oh, was that the one you called? I'm sorry. Was that the one that you called for volunteers for?
I don't recall which one I was what I was talking about there. There are two. Let me just go over the two sub-teams that are in operation right now. The definition sub-team that Maureen was leading until she had her injury that Michael gave the report on. Okay, those were the terms that we had up before, that they're working on definitions, that, and they're going to propose those definitions to us on at least a first cut in our working group meeting on January 8th. The second sub-team is the one that I'm leading right now, that is on developing some principles of policy and implementation. And we've just had one call so far. Does that help? And do you know which one of those or both that you want to be on?
Yeah, based on that, I think I'd rather join the principles just because it's so new.
Okay. That's fine. So staff will send you the information on that. Thanks, Jonathan. Any other business? While you're thinking, let me ask if we've heard anything else with regard to a response from the GAC. I know that we're going to contact Olaf as the staff support person there. Have we heard it? Yes. Marika, go ahead. Are you on mute?
Sorry, actually trying to get off mute. This is Marika. Yeah, so just to know that I know that Olga has followed up internally as well with Heather, and I know that Olaf has also reminded Heather of this request. So I know it's being looked at and being worked at, but I'm not really sure if there is actually going to be a response or substantive input. But at least they're very aware that the request has been made, and I'll follow up again with Olaf to see as well if he has any further updates.
Thank you, Marika. This is Chuck again, and that's all we can do is just, you know, try. We can't force groups to give us input, but we want to at least give them adequate opportunity and remind them a few times so that we've at least reached out as best we can. Jonathan, is that an old hand?
It is an old hand. I'll take it down.
Thanks. Okay, good. I'm not seeing any other hands. So if there's no other business, I'm going to give you some time back. Unless you don't want it, we could try and stretch this out if anybody doesn't want time back. And again, I'm just being facetious here. So let me ask if Jay Scott has anything he wants to add as co-chair of this group and as the one who will be chairing the next meeting on the 8th. Jay Scott, do you have anything to add?
I don't. Thank you very much, Chuck, except to wish everyone a happy holiday.
And I do the same. Thanks, everyone, for participating in the group. And please feel free to make contributions online in between meetings because that facilitates things going forward. Happy holidays to everyone, and those of you on the principals sub-team, we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Chuck. Season's greetings.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, everyone. Happy holidays.